Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and today's program is taken from a concert by the Seattle Art Museum in the Art of Jazz series, which is co-presented by the Seattle Art Museum and Earshot Jazz, John Gilbreth, executive director, and supported by KNKX. This month's concert featured the new trio, that's NU trio, and it consists of trumpeter Nathan Breedlove, bassist Phil Sparks, and drummer Brian Kirk. There is no chordal instrument, a horn, bass, and drums. Very clean, very straightforward. Trumpeter Nathan Breedlove was born in Tacoma when his father was at Fort Lewis, and then he moved to his father's hometown, Memphis, when he was 12. His early studies on trumpet were there, and he played in a prize-winning high school stage band. At Memphis State, he became friends with pianist James Williams, Mulgrew Miller, and Donald Brown. He came back to the Northwest for a stint in the Air Force Band at McCord Field, and when Hadley Calliman came to the Seattle area, Nathan Breedlove began rehearsing and playing gigs with him. He later moved to New York City in 1989, made some good connections, played some gigs there, recorded two Grammy-nominated albums with the Skatalites. He also was involved in some avant-garde jazz in Europe around this time. He returned to Seattle in 2005, and made a CD with the new trio you'll hear in this concert, with bassist Phil Sparks and drummer Brian Kirk. You'll hear shades of some of Nathan's favorite trumpet players here, like Lee Morgan, Kenny Dorham, and Booker Little. The other two-thirds of this trio includes the bassist Phil Sparks, whose full tone and solid rhythm is heard with many of Seattle's top groups. Phil also leads the popular Friday Happy Hour sessions at the Latona Pub near Green Lake in Seattle. The rotating trios who play this weekly sessions include this group, the New Trio. Drummer Brian Kirk grew up in Indianapolis, where many of that city's jazz musicians, like the Montgomery Brothers, were family friends. His father was an educator, and they moved the family to San Francisco, and Brian began playing gigs in his teens there. Later, in New York City, he earned his master's and played in pit bands on Broadway as well as TV and film scores. He toured with the Basie Band and the Pointer Sisters, but eventually decided to settle his family in Seattle, and he began a career at Seattle Central College, where he's now been teaching music and inspiring young musicians for 22 years. Here's the new trio from their Art of Jazz concert earlier this month at the Seattle Art Museum, opening with the standard, Like Someone in Love. That's the new trio. Nathan Breedlove on trumpet, Phil Sparks bass, and Brian Kirk on drums, opening this Art of Jazz concert at the Seattle Art Museum with the standard Like Someone in Love. Coming to you on 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene on Jazz Northwest. Here's Nathan Breedlove.
This next tune we're going to do is entitled Apple Blossom. And I came with this tune in mind after playing for many years my friend Curtis Lundy's composition entitled Orange Blossom. Thank you. Now we'd like to do, Sweet Love of Mine, which is a different kind of groove that Brian brought to our attention. It's a early composition by John Hicks, one of our dear friends.
John Hicks' composition Sweet Love of Mine played in this concert by the new trio, Nathan Breedlove on trumpet, Phil Sparks on bass, and Brian Kirk on drums, recorded in the Art of Jazz series at the Seattle Art Museum this September. Coming to you on 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the regional jazz scene on Jazz Northwest. There is no chordal instrument in this trio. Nathan Breedlove mentioned that in his introduction to this next tune.
It gives us freedom, but also it confines us a little bit because we don't get the ideas just coming out of the piano or the guitar or something to inspire or help us along. So it's basically within us. So that gives us a great challenge to seek for the beautiful parts in music, that spirit bass. And so that's what I always search for in my music, and my cohorts are on the same path too, to make the most beautiful, perfect music we can with what we have.
That's an adaptation of Miles Davis' arrangement of the tune Seven Steps to Heaven. It's played here by the new trio, Nathan Breedlove on trumpet, Phil Sparks bass, and Brian Kirk on drums from this Art of Jazz concert at the Seattle Art Museum. It's coming to you on 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the regional jazz scene on Jazz Northwest. Here's Nathan Breedlove.
Thank you very much. We're going to attempt this tune. It's a dedication to my hero, Booker Little, one of the greatest trumpet players to ever grace this planet of ours. And he died at the tragic early age of 23 years old. But he came up with so much music in that short period of time that I've been studying him now for over 40 years, and I'm not even close to approaching his genius. And if you notice, you'll see transcription books of all the trumpet players from Louis Armstrong to Wynton Marsalis and beyond. But you won't find any on Booker Little. This tune is entitled Minor Suite. We'll be right back. Okay, we're getting ready to do the big split. But for this last number, we'd like to groove on this. It's called Yesterday. Thank you.
Concluding this concert by the new trio, Nathan Breedlove on trumpet, Phil Sparks bass, Brian Kirk at the drums. At the Art of Jazz at Seattle Art Museum, we've just heard the group playing Jerome Kern's tune, Yesterdays. Thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show, and thanks to the Seattle Art Museum for hosting the concerts, for Buddha, for House Sound, and Earshot Jazz, John Gilbreth, Executive Director, for planning and presenting the series. Next in the series will be singer and saxophonist Elena McKay on the second Thursday of October. I'm Jim Wilkie, and this was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KNKX. Before we leave you today, I want to mention a few upcoming items, including this afternoon, the Westerlies Fest ends at the Seattle Pacific University with a concert in the Nickerson Studios, which features the Westerlies playing along with workshop students. That's at 4 o'clock this afternoon, free. Dimitri Matheny Duo, with Dimitri on flugelhorn and Milo Peterson on guitar, play at Capital Cider at 6:30. Clipper Anderson Quintet plays at Tula's with Alexei Nikolaev on tenor. Orchestra Zarabando will be playing at the Royal Room. Monday night, Donnie McCaslin and Kneebody will be co-billed at the Triple Door. Cuban pianist Harold Lopez Nusa leads a trio at Jazz Alley, and Dennis Hastings sings at Rhythm and Rye in Olympia. Tuesday, the Tipton Saxophone Quartet will be playing at the Royal Room. Delvin Lamar's Organ Trio opens a two-night run Tuesday and Wednesday at Jazz Alley. Thursday, the Adam Kessler Trio with Rob Sheps will be playing at Barca starting at 5 p.m. Jacqueline Tabor sings at the Triple Door Music Aquarium, and Jared Hall Quintet plays at Tula's. There's also a triple bill at the Royal Room. Gordon Gradina Trio with Matthew Shipp and Mark Elias, James Falzoni Trio, and the Nathan Breedlove Quintet will be playing at the Royal Room. Friday night and Saturday night, Pearl Django is joined by multi-horn man Jay Thomas Friday and Saturday at the North City Bistro. For more good places to go for live jazz and other events, see the KNKX calendar and also the very complete jazz calendar available at earshot.org. Thanks for listening today, and stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. If you missed any part of today's program or you want to hear it again, it's available as a podcast at jazznw.org. The KNKX Fall Drive starts on Wednesday and will run only until the goal of $600,000 is met, and it'll be all over at that time. You can shorten the Fall Drive by pledging now. For more info, see knkx.org. I'm Jim Wilkie, and you're listening to KNKX 88.5, Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1, Olympia, KVIX 89.3, Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9, Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.